This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Wednesday, May 16, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. For the first time, Labour in Europe has started court action against the European Commission. The European Public Service Union, EPSU, is arguing that the Commission is illegally refusing to bring an agreement made by the social partners, the unions and the employers, to the whole European Council of Member States. EPSU represents labor unions with 8 million members in 28 European countries. The Commission acts as the executive body of the European Union with responsibility to bring forward legislation and manage the day-to-day affairs of the EU. I talked to Jan Willem Houdrian about the situation. Mr. Houdrian is EPSU's general secretary. I asked him about the unprecedented action by the Commission to not forward to the whole Council a decision that had been made between the employers and the unions.
Yes, indeed, it is unprecedented because it's also the first time the European Commission is refusing to bring forward a social partner agreement upon the joint request of the social partners, that means the employers and the unions, to the Council for a decision. So why do we take this unprecedented step of bringing the European Commission to the European Court of Justice? Because the Commission is denying 9.8 million workers information and consultation rights in EU law. The European Commission is violating the treaty with regard to social partner agreements. And on top of everything else, it is not acting as a good public administration should, not respecting standards of accountability, transparency, good public administration behavior. So that is the core of the reasons why we are taking the European Commission to court.
How many people are affected by this refusal of the European Commission to bring forward the agreement between the employers and the labor unions?
The European Commission, as part of a process of evaluating how many workers would be concerned, came to the figure of 9.8 million. In other words, nearly 10 million workers who would be affected. So it would affect somebody who works in a tax inspection office, somebody who's a clerk in a governmental agency, a cleaner who's employed by a government, by a ministry, receptionist, and so on, and so on, and all the other many jobs there are in public administrations. So that is quite a large number of people who would get their rights for information and consultation enshrined in EU legislation. So very, very disappointing that the European Commission is refusing to bring this agreement forward to the Council for a decision.
Give us some background to this arrangement for decisions by the employers and the unions to be implemented within the treaty that created the European Union.
Since 1993, the treaty, first as an annex and later incorporated in the body of the text, has the possibilities for the social partners at European level to come to an agreement with the employers, with their counterparts, and then jointly request for this agreement to be brought to the Council, that is the governments of the member states, for them to take a decision, and with that the agreement can be turned into legislation. In other words, we are co-legislators as social partners, and that for the whole of the European Union, that's the 28 countries. So that's quite something which doesn't exist somewhere else. So that in itself is already important, and this is part of what we call the European model, the European social model. Now, with the employers in central government administrations, we reached an agreement in December 2015 to close a loophole in European legislation on information consultation rights. There is already legislation, but it applies to workers in private companies and in public companies. It does not apply to workers in public administration. So, following a process of discussion in the European Commission and consultations, we and the employers decided we can close this loophole in EU legislation by this agreement.
And that's it. International labor news you can't use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.